Scholastic Audio presents The 39 Clues, Cahill's versus Vespers, Book 3, The Dead of Night, by Peter Larangis, read by David Pitu. Chapter 1. In all his 11 years, Atticus Rosenblum never imagined he'd die on a bed of fresh rolls and sticky buns. Of course, he never imagined being tied up, shoved into a sack, thrown into the back of a bakery truck, and taken on a high-speed tour over every pothole in the Czech Republic, either. If he needed any proof that hanging out with Amy and Dan Cahill was trouble, this was it.
"Whoa, gosh, Harry,"
he shouted. It was the best he could manage for, "Where are you guys taking me?" with a bandana pulled across his mouth. It was no use. They couldn't hear him. He fought back desperate tears. This had to be a mistake. They must have wanted some other nerdy kid with dreads, a plaid shirt, and beat-up Vans. He jerked his body left and right, trying to loosen the ropes around his wrists. His head banged against a row of metal shelves. Breads and pastries cascaded to the floor, their sweet, yeasty smell seeming to mock him.
"Careful with the crawlers, will you?" came a taunt from the front seat. "We may need them on the flight."
Atticus froze. He knew the voice. His brain, which had absorbed 11 languages already, did not forget distinctive sounds or near-death experiences.